So before we begin, since it's a small group, maybe we can just go around and I know your name and your country. Okay, your name and your country. Sandra from USA. Gloria from USA.
Micheline from Canada. Montreal Center.
Mariam from Abu Dhabi.
Marie from New York.
Karina from Holland.
Karina from the USA.
Laura from Spain.
Mario from Holland.
I'm Shoba from Abu Dhabi.
I'm Sarah from Singapore.
Dorothy, USA.
I'm Krish from USA. UK.
My name is Thoa. From Vietnamese.
Thoa. Thoa.
I'm Queen from Vietnam.
Yes.
Phương in Vietnam.
Prem, Australia.
Logan, South Africa.
Thanh from Vietnam. Thanh.
Roslyn, USA.
Poonam from Australia.
Nikki from India.
DJ Trinidad.
Rita, UK.
Oh. Rita from UK.
Mona from UK.
Anand, South Africa.
Ramesh, Abu Dhabi, UAE.
Akai, Vietnam.
Moon of Vietnam. Okay.
Bing, Vietnam. Peace.
Van from Vietnam.
Van. Yeah.
Linh, Son, Vietnam.
Mai, Vietnam.
Mai.
Am Châu from Vietnam.
My name, Han. Hạnh, Việt Nam.
Thủy, from Việt Nam.
Jagger, Sri Lanka.
Okay, who just came? Who hasn't, brother, your name? Huh? Julio from Washington, D.C. Anybody else just came, but yes? Megan from Washington. Gauri from Sri Lanka. Drupnath from Mauritius. Shrungeri. Got that, everyone? I hope everybody's remembered everybody's name. Oh, yes, Bartiben. Nasim. Nasreen from Iran, okay. Lakshmi from Mauritius. Puya.
Priya from Mauritius.
Priya. Come here. And your name?
Rajshri from Mauritius.
Rajshri from Mauritius, okay, good. Sister, if you want, you can come here. Okay, good. Anyway, I think I'll remember most, and in that way we can just feel connected. So, I always enjoy doing this for Brahmins more than Lokiks, because the topic, I mean, conflict resolution, because for me, when I was living in Canada, I took the course of mediation, and it really helped me a lot to deal with my conflicts. Not that I had that many, but but it gave me the confidence to you know, communicate or to bring up the subject or to really look behind what was going on, why it's going on, to look at myself, to really point the mirror to myself. And so this is why I love to really share this with Brahmins, because I feel that the skill of conflict resolution, it's simply a skill. It's just a tool. It's a technique, you know, and it's not rocket science and it's not difficult. And sometimes we are just afraid, you know, to talk with each other or discuss things with each other because we don't know quite how to do that. And because we don't know quite how to do that, we then end up in worse conflict. You know what I mean? Like the conflict keeps brewing and fermenting, and then more bad feelings are created, and it just gets worse and worse. So of course, you know, Baba's teachings teach us that there should be constant harmony, there should be constant cooperation. I mean, what are the relationships going to be like in the golden age? Just think about that. There's not going to be a moment of misunderstanding. There's not going to be a moment of conflict. Isn't it? Like, I think what you think, or, you know, there's a real kind of really good wavelength, you know, that goes on. So the thing is what we are trying to do is create those relationships here and now. Isn't it? And I don't think it's impossible. I think it's very possible. And we just have to get into that space of, like, why does Baba keep saying Lakshmi and Narayan? Because we just have to get into that space of what does it mean to be Lakshmi? What does it mean to be Narayan? What does it mean to be a master? And most of the time you will see that in terms of conflict, it's not about the other person. It's about me. And it's what I need to learn through that conflict. You know, many times we think, oh, if this one didn't do that, I would be okay. I would be more peaceful, I would be more calm, or I would give more, or I would cooperate more, if this one didn't do that. But I feel in Brahmin life what we are taught is, you still give, despite them not giving. You know, you still be nice, despite them not being nice. Isn't it? That's what it means to be a Brahmin. Otherwise you're ordinary. If they give and you give, that's ordinary. One to one. But Brahmin means you kind of, you know, exceed that. You go one step beyond and say, it's okay that they're not doing it, let me do it. And that's when you become a great soul. That's when you become a great person. And in a way, that's how you become a master. And one of my latest churnings, which I'm really trying to practice also, is how do we become a master? How did Lakshmi Narayan become a master? It's actually through purity. We always say that purity is the passport to the golden age. So how did they become pure? Right? We say purity makes you a master, makes you Lakshmi Narayan. So purity now in every thought, purity now in every word, in every deed. And that means every time I master something, every time I conquer something, every time I have a pure feeling despite, you know, what the other person is doing, that's when I have conquered. That's when I've conquered the vice of anger or ego or attachment or, you know, to anything, attachment to my power, position, whatever. I've conquered the vices. So every time I conquer something, I become purer, which means I become a master, which means I become Lakshmi Narayan. So conquer now means to conquer my feelings, doesn't it? Conquer means now, like, to really stay in that place of good feeling. If we were all always in a place of good feeling, there would be no conflict. One of the articles I wrote some years ago was, love is the only weapon. Love is the only weapon. Which means anytime you find yourself in conflict, just, you know what, shoot them with love. Really, strike them with love. And many times, say, I find myself in difficult situations. and I don't know quite what to do. I just really fill my heart with love, and I say, you know what? My intention is to really make this work. I really have love for the soul, but I might have to say something they might not like. But in my heart, I know I have love. I mean, genuine love for the soul. When I fill my heart with love, I'm able to then communicate. And then really somehow things just work out because they feel the love behind what you're saying. So really this is where I feel what Baba's teaching and the whole method of conflict resolution is so similar. You will see as we go through it, everything that the conflict resolution module teaches is what Baba's teaching us. So one of the first things we'll talk about in a few minutes is inner work. And inner work is all about first you change yourself. When you change yourself, then, yeah, when you change, the world changes. So when you change yourself, when you change your thoughts and feelings, then the other will reciprocate. You know, it will ripple back. So that's what we will, anyway, many things, we'll go through that now. So, tell me, why do you think we should resolve conflict? Anyway, I don't have a board, but... Why do you think we should resolve conflict? Anybody? Just because it what? So to remove blockage. Why should we resolve conflict? To remove blockage. Yeah. If we don't resolve it, it can get bigger. Harmony. So to remain light, living is about relationship, harmonious relationship. Yeah, that would be really good. Yeah. Can you help him? Anybody else? Yes. So you don't remember anybody at the end? Yes. The chit is clear. Avoiding stress. Yes. No labor, no struggle. Good. Anybody else? So you can have good night's sleep? Yes. To understand ourselves and... remove our weaknesses. Yeah. Yeah. Anything else? Peace. Inner peace. Yeah. That's a good one. Huh? Not suppress myself. Yeah. This was another conclusion I came to a few years ago. That, you know, we used to say, I am peace, I'm peace, I'm peace. Right? And then one day it clicked to me. So one day it clicked to me that we keep saying, be peaceful, but I have to be at peace. Not just peaceful, but I have to be at peace, you know, with... We've already got a conflict here. You know what, maybe... I think it's shaking. Try putting this so it doesn't shake. Yeah. So anyway, what I'm saying is, yeah, we have to be at peace. Once we are at peace, see, one of the reasons why we should try to resolve our conflict is because even if it doesn't get resolved, at least I'm at peace with it. At least I can say that I tried. Isn't it? But if you never try or you never attempt to communicate or you never attempt to disclose your feelings, then how will you know if it will ever work? So really be at peace. If it works, it's good. If it doesn't work, you're still at peace. Okay? All right, let's move on. Okay, so... So someone just called me normal. I've never been so insulted in my entire life. You know him? What's his name? Yeah. So he feels insulted even if you call him normal. Okay? In other words, anything can get us triggered, isn't it? We can be normal, but we don't like people calling us normal. We want to be unique. We want to be special. Anything can hurt us, actually. We can allow anything to trigger us. This is the point. So this is one of the main points of conflict resolution. If you don't mind, it doesn't matter. If you don't mind, it doesn't matter. It's when you mind that it matters. Isn't it? When you allow something to get to you, then it matters to you. And then you start having lots of waste thoughts, lots of negative thoughts. So if somebody says, oh, Aruna, you're normal, and I've got an ego, and I want to be extra special, then I don't like being called normal. Right? But if I don't mind, I know who I am, you can call me what you want, it's okay. But just think about the areas in which you have extra thought. In fact, Suraj Bhai just came to Kuwait, and one of the points he said I really liked, he said that how do we create karmic bondage? He said karmic bondage is after we've done the act, we think about it, or the thought goes to it. And when we're free from karma, you just do the deed, and you're free from that deed. So then later I was thinking that even if I do something nice for you, it's a good deed, right? I do something nice for you, it's a good deed. But if after that I think that, oh, you should have said thank you, or you should invite me to your birthday party, or, you know, you should praise me, then that deed is, yeah, lost its value. In other words, I've now created some kind of an account because I gave, but I want something back. So really, that was a really good point. Anytime you do something, don't think about it afterwards. Om Shanti, move on. Okay, so what's the purpose of the seminar? Okay? The purpose of this seminar is to find out what triggers you. So what triggers you? Like, why do you get upset? Why do you get het up? Why do you, you know, get distressed? Because something... Okay, great. You can take that. Thank you. Okay, yeah. So, it allows us to see what's going on inside of us, actually. You know what is a trigger, don't you? You know, there's a trigger to the gun. But when you let it go, the bullet hits, right? It strikes. You release the bullet. So something happens, which becomes a trigger, whereby you react. And it could be anything. It could be somebody taking your seat, you don't like authority, you don't like people that are extra nice, it could be anything, you know? So you have to know what is your trigger, right? And once we get to know that, we get to know why we behave the way we do in conflict situations. Your part within the conflict. Actually, let me tell you now while I remember that much of this stuff is in a book that I wrote, and it's a free download from my blog. And so you don't have to take notes. You can if you want, but a lot of it is you just can download the free book from itstimetomeditate.org. Okay? itstimetomeditate.org. Okay, so, yeah, what is your part within the conflict? Because it's not always about them. There's something I'm also doing. There's something I'm also contributing to the conflict. And sometimes it's just who you are. You know, maybe you're too smart. Maybe you're too slow. Maybe you're too vocal. It could be just the way you are, and it just gets other people mad. You know, it's not that you do something necessarily. It's not that you're nasty. So this is something you have to understand too, that some people don't like people like you. And then they find it difficult to get on with you. Okay? But still I would say, like, try not to make things personal, especially now coming into Brahmin life. You know, we really have to see that it's all a drama, it's all karma, it's a time of settlement. So really try not to make things too personal. Don't try to get your head in it and say, well, what did I do? And just, I always say, okay, there's something to be settled here. I don't try and make it between you and me. I try and make it a third party, that there's something to settle, you know? And when you do that, somehow you create a distance and you don't take so much sorrow from it. So there it is, yeah, don't take it personally. You know, many times we think it's all about us. You know, if, let's say for example, somebody got angry in this room. Say some right now, somebody started shouting and screaming. How many of us would feel that we had something to do with that? A few of us would feel that way, like what did I do or what didn't I do? You know, did I get this person upset? And it's the same in our relationships, you know. People behave certain ways and then I think, what did I do to contribute to that? And sometimes nothing. It's just about them. It's not about you. So again, really, try not to take sorrow, you know, from that. Okay, this is interesting. So it's only a story. And again, as I said, I love sharing this with Brahmins because it is a big story. The whole kind of world drama cycle is our story, isn't it? And Baba says the main story is about Bharat and the other countries are just byplots. So even now what's going on with America and Russia and Middle East and ISIS, these are still only byplots. But the main story about us getting our kingdom back, right, in Bharat. Okay. So, back to me. What is it about my story? Then, whatever's happening around you, try and see it as it's really there to make you perfect. That's what I do. Really, see that everything that's happening is conspiring to make you perfect. So, if you keep kind of an optimistic, you know, frame of mind that, okay, this person doesn't get on or this person's behaving like this. Okay, I have to tolerate a bit more here. I have to be a bit more patient. See it as it's your learning. It's your story. And so how are you going to, you know, act in your story? In every story there's a hero, isn't there? So you be the hero of your story, which means you try and conquer every moment. You try and conquer the hearts. You try and conquer to be tolerant, to be patient, to be peaceful. When you see this, it's there to make me perfect, again, you challenge yourself rather than becoming victim, you know, where you think that things are being done to you. Nothing's being done to you. Just see this is a way, a means for me to rise. This is a way and means for me to grow from this situation. So I don't know if you can see that. But, yeah. So there's a little pussycat and there's a big tiger. Can you see? So it says, believe in yourself. Okay, this seminar is also about managing your emotions. So emotions are actually energy in motion. So really as Brahmins, we should be more in feeling and less in emotion. Feeling is more about love and peace and kindness. When you're peaceful, you're not emotional. You see? So when we meditate, we're trying to cool the emotion and stay more in feeling state. Yeah? When we're in that state, we're more powerful. Like we always say that a slow car is more easier to control than a fast one. If you have a really fast car, anybody has a Ferrari here? Huh? Less fuel consumption, yeah. Sorry, I should be looking on the sister's side. Anybody has a Ferrari here? Anyway, if you have a really fast car, it's very hard to control. I mean, when you're moving at a fast speed. So in the same way, when the mind is calm, which is in that feeling state, it's much easier to control. Okay? So this is about you managing your emotions. Okay, it's also about knowing my needs. So anytime a conflict comes up, it actually teaches us, what is it that I need from this person? What is it that I want from this situation? Think about it. It's when I want something that there is conflict. Okay, so Gloria, you want this seat, and I want this seat. Can both of us have it? Take turns. Yeah. Exactly. So one has to push the other off to get onto the seat. So anytime we want something, honestly, even if we want a thank you, that means we're setting ourselves up for trouble. Think about it. Want nothing. And this is what Baba's teaching us. If you want anything, you take it from here, this way. Don't take it from here. The moment we wait to take from here, we're in trouble. Okay? So just really make Baba your source. Anyway, so knowing my needs, what do I need? Not want, what do I need? It's also about cracking the ego. So as you know, anytime there's a conflict, it challenges my ego, doesn't it? And ego is actually sense of self. So what is opposite of ego? Self-respect. Opposite of ego is self-respect. Yes, it's humility, but humility will come when there's real, genuine self-respect. And if you hear all Baba's Avya Murlis, especially the first paragraph, it's really boosting your self-respect, isn't it? Like it's really trying to give you a sense of who you are. And if we really believed in that, truly believed in that, then really, again, we wouldn't want anything from human beings. So this is the thing, that when I know really who I am, I don't need a false sense of self. Ego is a false sense of self. And I know that as Brahmins we're working on our ego, but sometimes we bring our egos from the Laukik world into the Alaukik world. You know? So we didn't get power and position in the Laukik world, so now we want to be center in charge. So now we want to be project manager. Now we want to be director of the center. Like we want to, you know, we want to fulfill that desire, but it's just transferred desire into the center. And so when somebody comes to challenge that, you know, challenge that need in me, then there's a conflict. Because why should they? Why don't they allow me to be what I want to be? Why can't I have what I have? And actually, if you think about it, this is our childhood behavior, isn't it? When we were children, right, we would be like, I want this, I want this. And we would scream and shout and we would get what we wanted. And as adults, we do. We scream and shout, but, you know, in more subtle, more polite ways, in more diplomatic ways. And we do eventually get what we want. But is that what I really need? Is that the ego that I want to feed? So really, when we meditate, when we study Raj Yoga, it really gives us a true sense of what I need. And so here I would say that you need to choose your battles. You know, sometimes lose the battle to win the war. Which means really give this up. So Gloria, have the seat, please. Well, I was joking, but please, 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 while you're up, tell me, enjoy it. Is it good? Is it warm? Want to say anything?
Well, it feels so nice. You know, people are looking at you and you give so much respect and you feel like, but be prepared for the fall once you get out of this place.
Exactly. What goes up must come down. Okay, so anyway, yes, yeah, so that's what I'm saying. Choose your battle. Sometimes it's just lose the battle and you win the war. So the war is really about me keeping my peace and happiness. That's the war. And the battle is this. You want this, you want that, take this. Give it to them. Okay? So, as I was talking about inner work, yeah? So, goal of inner work is to heighten our awareness of who we are and how we function. The more we know about ourselves, the more we will be able to understand others. Okay, so this businessman says, I want to know the meaning of life. So this guru, he says, have you tried Googling it? There's a new god now, right? His name is Google, you know that. Because we go to Google for all our questions, right? Even enlightenment questions, we go to Google, God. So anyway, yeah, goal of inner work. So inner work is really about, you know, when you even start to see that this person is irritating you or you want to keep away from this person or anything, when you start feeling this even slightly, immediately, like, just look at yourself and ask yourself, why is it that you don't like this? Okay, I'll give you an example. So there is this cat that has been coming to our doorstep for the last, like, 6 years. Okay? And every day for 6 years, this cat has been coming to our doorstep. And now, lately, we've started giving it milk. Otherwise, it was just coming for love. Okay? But at times, it really used to irritate me that this cat was so needy. You know, like she's, you know her behavior. She's purring and she's like, gets on the floor and she's going like this and she just wants your love and she wants your attention. And it really used to bug me. And then I sat in meditation one day and I said, why does it bug me? Because you know what? I don't like my own neediness. I don't like myself when I'm needy. And that was like a big wake up call. So this is what I'm saying, like when something is happening out there, look inside. Why is it that it's bothering you? Because somewhere you can relate to it. Somewhere it's mirroring, it's reflecting to you something about your own nature and something we don't like about ourselves. Like even peaceless people, you know, somebody who's hyper and active and talks fast and you say, please, look, can you just calm down? Why don't we like that? Because we don't like that about ourselves. We don't like ourselves when we get like that. We like to be calm and cool, and you know, so we expect others to be the same. So what I mean about inner work is that's one thing. Look at yourself. What is going on inside? The other is that really, if there is a conflict, Sandra, yeah. So say there is a conflict between Sandra and myself. I can't really resolve the conflict unless there's genuine love and respect. Like sincerely, authentically, genuinely, I need to want to resolve this. So that means inside my head I have to really create those pure feelings. You know, many times we try to resolve, but we don't match it with our internal good feelings. We just want to resolve because we want to make life easy. But no, there has to be, you know, that authentic feeling. And that's what I mean about inner work. And as, what's your name, sister? Bhatia. Bhatia. As Bhatia was saying, we have to clean the chit. When we clean the chit, then really automatically, you know, pure nice words come out. And they pick up the bhavana, they pick up the good wishes and pure feelings. You know, many, many years ago, maybe like 30 years ago, I went to Delhi with Dadi Gulzar. Dadi Janki sent me, just as a, like 5 days to be with Dadi Gulzar. So I was kind of just living there in Pandu Bhavan with her. And there was one incident that happened. And Dadi was kind of just getting ready. And one of the sisters was kind of quite rude to her. And I noticed how Dadi Gulzar just remained completely unperturbed, like completely not disturbed. And you can see that stayed with me, that scene, where somebody said something rude and I thought, if she said that to me, I would react. But Dadi, you know, just carried on putting her sari and looking in the mirror and just went like this. And she didn't react, she didn't tell the girl, don't behave like this, nothing. And many times I've seen the dadis, you know, had chance to be with them in situations, and even Dadi Janki a lot. And you know what, Baba cleaned out their chit. You know, Baba really, those 14 years, first 20 years, Baba really, it's like he pulled out all impurity, where their immediate response was really to love. You know, like we hear stories of Brahma Baba, that somebody came to kill him, or somebody came to argue and defame and insult him, and somebody even came with a knife, you know? And yet Baba would always see that one as my son, my child. And as a result of that, the child would melt. Same thing with Mama. People would come and want to debate with her. But she would just be so full of love that would, you know, melt the other person. So imagine, like, can we have that in us where we are so full of that love and really want nothing from that person? Like, why do we react? It's because it's hurting our ego. But if there is no ego, there's nothing to hurt. So really, Baba really melted their ego. He really purified the chit, whereby, you know, nothing affects them. And this is what I mean about inner work. When we do this kind of inner work, you know, it's good. It's nothing hurts us then, because we are strong from our core. So conflict. Did you not get my email that I'm marrying her? Okay. So as I was saying, what is conflict? Conflict is the belief that if you get what you want, I cannot have what I want. And as I said before, think about it. Why is there a conflict? Anytime now, even look at the conflicts that you're going through now. Maybe the other person is getting what you're not getting, and you want what the other person has. That's why there's a conflict. So, once again, I mean, let's go to Baba and say, okay, Baba, you know what? I'm jealous. I'm angry. I'm this, I'm that. You provide. You feed me with that which I'm seeking. And when we do that, then really there's such a deep satisfaction from inside. I don't want anything from anyone out there. And then there's no margin for sorrow. Look at today's Murli. Baba is the remover of sorrow. He's giving us all the tips and tools of how to remove sorrow. So can't have any sorrow. Can't take sorrow. Even if somebody's giving it. So anyway, in conflict, you'll see we come to win-win. You can have what you want and I can have what I want. Okay, we'll come to that. Okay, so mostly conflict occurs because there is personality clashes, right? And mainly jealousy, or you see them as a threat. They mirror something back to you that you don't like, right? They remind you of a past negative experience or someone else. That's also why, you know, we get into a conflict. Your beliefs, values and standards are different from theirs. Like look at now, the whole conflict with ISIS. Basically, you know, everybody wants, I mean, they want everybody to become Muslim and believe in their way. But there's a difference, isn't it, in beliefs and values. Or you have opposing styles of working together. Somebody thinks, well, at least I'm fast and efficient, but I make a big mess. And the other thinks, no, you shouldn't make a big mess. You can be slow, but you should be clean while you're doing your work. The job still gets done, the food still gets cooked, you know, the house still gets cleaned, but they both have different ways of doing it. So So what is wrong, what is right? So again, just take a moment to reflect now. What do you think is the reason why you get into conflict? Don't need to tell anyone, but just take a moment. Why is it that I create dynamic of conflict? And maybe where can I change? Okay. So what I'd like you to do, just in pairs next to each other for just 1 minute, come up with a definition of conflict. If you were to write a sentence, what is the definition of conflict? How would you write, this is what conflict means? I'll go this side of the room now. Okay, Ramesh, what did you come up with? Lack of discrimination. Okay. Queen. I knew there's a queen. What's your definition of conflict?
Conflict appear when I go far away of my peace.
Difference of opinion. Conflict is difference of opinion.
Conflict is misunderstanding.
Point of disagreement.
It's a disagreement between two people or two parties which does not allow you to move forward.
It's a clash between two personalities, beliefs, and opinions.
A person's style is of way of working.
There is a lack of communication that ends with misunderstanding. The ego is challenged.
So, yes, here we are. So here's the anger management support group, and tonight's meeting is cancelled. So he thought he would still, you know, express his anger. Okay. So, according to the Center for Conflict Resolution in Canada, the actual or perceived opposition, the actual or perceived opposition of needs, values, wishes, or perceptions resulting in stress or tension. Yeah, this room just has a lot of echo. So anytime anybody, you know, says, it's the way it's made. It just bounces off the walls. Got that? Just register that. No. So think of you and think of your life, and it's actual or perceived. It could be in reality or it's in your mind, okay? That she wants this, I want that. But it's needs, values, wishes, or perceptions. My needs, values, wishes, or perceptions, which result in stress or tension. So when we understand that, we know what's going on. You see, this is the whole point. Wisdom is supposed to make us more wiser, isn't it? So when I know, oh, I want this, and that person must want it, that's why there's the conflict, then you decide what you want to do. Do you want to step back, or do you want to fight for it, or what? You decide. Okay? So, see if you can tell me what is E plus R equals O. Okay, here's a clue. Ego, no. Huh? Emotion, no. No. What's happening? Event, yes. Nikki? E is event. Reaction or response, okay. Outcome, yes. Event plus response equals outcome. Okay? So now just imagine if one of them decided to do something different, the outcome would be different, right? So basically, in our life, the events more or less stay the same, right? The person you're married to, you can't replace them every day, right? Or let's say even your center instrument or your center or whatever, your job, you know, your mother-in-law, whatever. Like, you can't replace them. The event you find yourself in stays the same most of the time. And then, that's what I'm saying, that stays the same. The only thing you can change now to bring a different outcome is your response to it. So here's the difference between react and response. When you react, you're actually reenacting something that's happened before. When you react, it means that something has happened which has been building in your mind, okay, which then really bugs you. So if we meet for the first time, right, we'll be nice to each other, we'll be polite, and even if you pick your nose or something, I'll tolerate it, okay? Because we're meeting for the first time. But if we keep meeting, and say you keep coming late, or say you keep having behavior that I don't like, then, you know, second time, third time, fourth time, I'll already be perceiving that as, see, this is going to happen. Isn't it? I'll already premeditate that this is what's going to happen. And then my reaction will be ready, because it's based on past experience. So when we first meet, there isn't normally a reaction unless, again, say you're at the airport and you meet somebody and they're jumping in the line in front of you. What you're reacting to is not that person, but what you're reacting to is such behavior. You don't like people pushing in the line in front of you. You see? So it's obviously things that we've dealt with in the past, or let's say not dealt with, you know, it's there, it's like buried in the mind, which come up again, which express themselves again. But if I really thought about it and I said, you know what, I don't want to be in that situation. I want to keep my calm. I want to stay in control. Then I respond, which is really ponder. Re-ponder is response, where I think about it. So you have to think before you think. This is what Baba is also teaching us. Think before you think. Think, is this the thought that I want to have? Is this the thought, okay, watch out, is this the thought that I want to plant? And know that whatever you plant, you will reap. So anyway, point is here that we are the creators of our own conflict, as we are responsible for the responses we create towards others and to the circumstances around us. Rajesh Unoko Bolone Shante. And every response begins with our own thoughts and feelings, which are the seeds of our words and actions. And again, isn't this what Baba's teaching us? I mean, Lokic people find this new, you know, when you tell them. But isn't this what Baba's teaching us every day? That every thought we create, every word we speak, we're planting something. So right now, look at your life. What have you created? Are you happy with what you've created? Because only you have created it. Each one has created it for themselves. And really, we cannot blame, honestly, can't blame anybody. As I keep telling you, really get this into your head. It's not about others. If I can't deal with a situation, that's my weakness. You know, it's like Julio. Okay. So Julio looks pretty strong, right? Can you stand up? Julio can probably carry like 220-kilo suitcases, right, at one time? Yes? Probably? Okay, thank you. But here, Aruna can probably only carry 20 kilos only. But what's the difference? What's the difference? Strength. and not just strength, but he's developed his muscles. You see, if I did a bit of workout, I could probably also carry 40 kilos each. You see? So, what I'm trying to say is, it's our incapacity to deal with what is there. It's not about the situation, it's I can't deal with the situation. So let me, again, rise to the challenge. Let me get the skills, let me get the powers, let me get the virtues to be able to deal with the situation. If I continue with some conflict, I don't have the powers to deal with it. Because when I get the powers to deal with it, there will be no conflict. You see? So I'm being tested. That's why I'm saying really keep a very positive frame of mind, that these things are helping me to hone my powers, to polish my powers, to refine my powers, inner powers. So, yeah, don't blame. Blame is the opposite of responsibility. And when I blame you, let's see, Carolyn, there were a few Carolyns here. You're Carolyn. Karina. She's also Karina. Yeah. I knew there was CC. And you're Mario. Mario, yeah. So, if Karina, is blaming me, okay, for her unhappiness. What is she also saying? I did something, took her happiness away, she's unhappy with me. So what is she also saying? You, what? Yes. I made her unhappy, therefore only I can make her happy. You see? When we blame somebody, it means what we are saying is, well, you have the power now to make me happy, and only you, and I've given that power to you. And that's not true, is it? No. So that's why you have to take responsibility. Responsibility already implies self-responsibility. Ability to respond. Do I have the power? Do I have the ability to respond to what life is bringing to me? That's in my hands. Isn't it? So back to this, really. Exercise those inner muscles and you get stronger and stronger to deal with, you know, many things. You know, like, don't you often, I was telling one of the girls who helps me, I was telling her, like, look at Sister Jenti, the Dadi seniors, like, you know, I don't know if you know, but I used to live with Sister Jenti and help her. And I remember in those early days, like, can you not imagine how many things must have come to our seniors? Can you not imagine how many things must have come to Dadi Janki? People were jealous of her, you know, people were rude to her, people took things away from her that were like her right. But yet, you know, you keep going, you keep going, you don't let these things affect you. You keep taking responsibility for yourself. And that's where Baba says in the Murali, like, you know, you might get upset with the instrument, but don't get upset with Baba. You know, don't stop coming to the center because that's your house. It's not the instrument's house. That's your house and that's Baba's house and you have every right to be there. And you have every right to hear Baba's Murali. You see? So keep your hand always, you know, with Baba and he will help. So take responsibility for where you're at. Don't blame anyone. Don't even blame the yagya. Don't blame your parents. Don't blame anything. It's not about them. Okay. We make conflict into a contest, which is a contest about winning and losing. Right? Anytime there's conflict, we think that, you know, you have to lose so I can win. Isn't that the feeling? Like, back to this chair, Gloria. If I have the chair, that means you cannot have the chair. We can't possibly think to, you know, share the chair. Okay? So, brother, you're strong, aren't you? Can you carry that table? This one. Can you help him? Just bring that table here, please. Okay, two volunteers, either two male or two female. Two volunteers. Okay, Mona, right?
Yeah.
And another volunteer? Female. Rita? Huh? No. You want to do it? She already raised her hand. Let somebody else have a chance.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just here. Okay. Here, Mona and Rita, right? Here. Come here. No. I think you can stand. I don't think it will work with... Okay, so you on that side, you on this side. Okay. You know that competition where you have to try and win the other person?
Oh, yeah. Okay.
So let's see who's strong. And can you go like this?
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
So let's see how many... Hand wrestle, yeah. So let's see, okay? Everybody watching? Let's see who can touch the table the most times. Got it? Ready, go. Come on. They're both as strong as each other. Let's see how many times they can touch the table. No? Oh my God. Okay, stop. No, just wait here now. Anybody else wants to try? Huh? You want to try? Okay. Another female? Just wait here. Who wants to try with her? Okay. Ready? Go. She's giving drishti now. No, just wait here 1 minute. Okay, come here. What were my instructions?
Touch the table.
So?
Huh?
They didn't do opposite. Sister? Okay, they touched the table once. They could have done it more. Anything else?
We were not supposed to compete, just touch the table on one side, the other side.
Did you hear? See, I set up this tone of competition. So they felt that one had to win and one had to lose. But my instructions were touch the table as many times as possible. Right? So, come Rita. So instead of competing, we just go like this.
Okay.
Do you see?
Yeah.
But isn't this... Thank you. Thank you. So isn't this what happens in life? That we immediately get into this tone of competition. As I said, that for me to win, you have to lose. But why can't we now create this attitude that, no, everybody can win. Everybody can have what they want. And in a way, this is what Baba's creating, isn't he? Like, when it comes to the picture of the tree, everybody is deciding where they want to be on the tree. Not everybody will be at the roots. Not everybody will be in the trunk. They are happy being the leaves. So let them choose. They're happy being the leaves. Let them choose. To be the branches or the twigs. It's okay. They're choosing. They're choosing. Remember that. Everybody's choosing. And everybody has a right to choose. So, this is what happens. Okay? What we do is in our mind, we create a mental scoreboard. So, imagine there's a situation in the center where there's one teacher who, right, doesn't do much. She watches the cereals on the TV all the time. You know, there's lots of things to do in the kitchen, but she always says, oh, my back hurts, my leg hurts, I can't stand too long, okay? So there's one sister like that, and there's another sister who's working very hard. She's just come from outside. She's brought all the shopping, you know. She's got the phone in her mouth, her keys on the fingers. And she walks in and she sees this sister. What's your name? Rajshri. She sees Rajshri sitting so comfortably, you see. And so the sister says, can you please come and help? And then Rajshri says, well, if you didn't go out wasting Baba's money all day, you know? And she says, Baba's money? I've just gone to fill up Baba's bandara. If you didn't sit wasting your time sitting on the phone gossiping all day, you see? So you see, it's like a badminton or it's like a tennis match. She says something, she says something back, she says something, she says something back. And the last person to win is the last person who has the best strike. And we didn't really talk about the issue itself, which is, I need help. But we just, you know, went about talking about the issues that bother us. Which is, you should be doing more work, you shouldn't be gossiping, you shouldn't be spending so much money. Do you see? Exactly. That exactly. This is the thing, we don't get to what's the real issue, but we skirt around it. And then the issues never get resolved. And so I always encourage, if there's ever issues, we need to sit and talk about it. And really with love. And really courage, we need to say, look, I just feel like we need to share the workload. It's Baba's house. We all need to cooperate. What can we do to make this work better? So really, conflict is not a competition where there's winners and losers. Everybody can win, especially as I said, in Baba's knowledge, everybody can win. And don't make conflict into a scoreboard. Oh, last time she said this, this time I'm going to say that. You know? It doesn't work. In this sense, you're actually fighting with Maya. You're not fighting for true victory. You're fighting with Maya. You've fallen for the illusion that I'm going to win from this. When you're actually losing, because you're actually perpetuating the sanskar of competition and feeding the ego. And Baba has said, if you are constantly fighting, then you come into the Silver Age. That's why Rama has the bow and arrow, because he's constantly fighting with his sanskars. Okay? So we don't want to create sanskars of fighting and battling. Don't need it. Okay, so what can we do? Okay, these are some tips. So tell me what you see here. What do you see? Water, mountains, rock, tree, where's the tree? Reflection, what's the reflection? Yeah, you see the same reflection. What do you see though? Anything else? Face. Yeah, so this is a mother. Look this way. This is a mother and this is a child. You see? See, I see now. Did you get that? I see now. Can you give me a pen? That's exactly the point. I see now. I didn't see before. There's a paper there. Can you give me? Mickey? On the top? Yeah, so when we see, you were seeing already, but you saw with the third eye. You saw with the intellect. You clicked. Ah, that makes sense. Okay. So there's this. I'm going to put here. Okay? Okay. So Corinne, what do you see? What do you see from your side? M. Okay. Sister? What was your name? Mai. What do you see? D. W. She sees W. Huh? Crown. Wow. If you want to come this side, come stand up. What do you see from this side? What was your name?
Marie.
Maria. You don't see three from there.
I see two things.
Huh.
Number three and could be a mountain.
Mountain this way.
Yeah.
Okay. So all of them are right, right? She's right, she's right, she's right. All of them are right or not? Say it again? Okay, apply that to your life situation. Everybody's right in the way that they think. Because they only see their side. You see? One sees a W, one sees a M, one sees a 3, one sees an Arabic 3. Okay? So really, wherever you are, you're only seeing it from your perspective. And this is the point here. But once I see, once I know, right, then I say, ah, this is common, right? You know this one? So what do you see? Two faces and a vase. Yeah. Okay. So this is the point, that let me not be in judgment mode. You know, when you're just seeing the three, then you're in judgment mode. You say, no, I'm right. It's a three. It can't be a W, it can't be an M. But if I stay in discovery mode, okay, I see a three. What do you see? Ah, you see that. Okay, what do you see? Ah, you see that. Then I'm open, right? So let's just go through that quickly. Okay, so judging means only one way. Discovery means there's more than one way. Judging means blaming. Discovery means it's my responsibility. Judging means I'm closed, not open-minded. Judging means I'm in my position, positional. This is what I know, this is what I believe, and that's it. I'm stuck in my position. Whereas discovery is I'm interest-based. Interest-based means I'm interested. I ask, why? Why do you want this? Why is it important for you? How could we do this better? Rather than, no, no, I'm right. Either my way or the highway. Okay? So really try that. When I'm in discovery mode, then, again, I'm more open to creating resolution. Okay, let's talk quickly about anger management. When I'm angry, I'm actually... This is anger, okay? Can everybody see? Just watch me. When I'm angry, here's the trigger, and here's the escalation, and here's the anger outburst, and then de-escalation, and then calm down or cool down, whatever, okay? So when I'm at the peak of my anger, I'm actually at the trough of my discrimination. Anyway. So this is the thing.
It's okay. You can if you want to go over.
So when I'm at the height of my anger, I'm at the peak of my discrimination, which means I don't discriminate properly. I can't discriminate. And that's why people end up committing a lot of crime. Because in that moment of anger, they don't know what's right or wrong. So really, anger is not, of course, good. We know that. But anger is actually a secondary emotion. Okay? So let's say, for example, that Jegubai, right? Jegabai. Say me and Jegabai had an appointment at 1 o'clock today, and he's not coming. It's 1:15, 1:20, 1:30. What am I supposed to think? Something happened to Jegabai. Something positive or negative? Something negative, okay. I mean, that's what you're saying, yeah? Okay. He's not interested in meeting with me, yeah. Poor me. Huh? He is? He's so irresponsible. Say it's 1:45 now. Oh, traffic jam. Maybe he's late. Okay. Huh? He could have given me a ring that he's coming late or running late. Something just happened. Huh? Why don't I check and call him? He's not answering his phone. Huh? Nothing new. He's always late. So you can see, huh? Maybe he thought it's another day, yeah, another time. It happened 5,000 years ago. I don't know if that would calm me down. Maybe he's here already, but somewhere else. I can't see him. That's very positive thinking. Huh? My meeting was supposed to be with Baba, and not him. Good. Brahmins are good at this, right? Lots of positive thinking. Yeah, so you can see, as we've shared, so many thoughts. It can be negative or it could be positive. I mean, for me, if somebody's running late, I really just try and make use of my time. You know, like I might delete my pictures or my messages, or I'll write something, or so I don't feel like they're wasting my time. Okay, that's one thing. But anyway, he's late. So I start to feel not good, right? I start to feel, as you said, he's not respecting my time, how irresponsible, you know, he could do better. And, okay, I tried calling him, he's not even answering his phone. At least he could answer his phone. What's he doing? Okay. So my point is, by the time he comes, right, he comes at 2:00. If I have been in negative thinking, what are my words and actions and feelings going to be like when he turns up? Om Shanti, yeah. What did you say, sister? Sister? What did you say? Exactly, exactly. You're going to be quite mad. Because inside you've been brewing up this story, right? And these feelings towards him, which are negative, right? How irresponsible, how not nice of him, he's disrespecting me. And basically it's your ego. Your ego is starting to feel hurt now. That you feel that he is insulting you. So when you feel he's insulting you, the primary emotion actually is insult. The secondary emotion is anger. And it's the same with everything. When you get angry, anger is always secondary. Something happened to trigger the anger. Okay, that's why we say anger is a secondary emotion. Anger doesn't just come up like that. Like Baba says about lust and anger. When you don't get your lust, you get angry. You see, that's why anger is a secondary emotion. Even a child, the child doesn't get his milk, so he gets angry. You see, so it's a secondary emotion. And as I said earlier, it's a way. We used it in childhood as a technique to get what we wanted. And so we think as an adult, I can use my anger to get what I want. And sometimes you can, but sometimes you can't. What is anger management? It's understanding what is the underlying need. So back to, I've shared quite a bit on this. There's something I want, which is why there's the conflict. So find out for yourself, what do you need? And Baba's told us that no human being can fulfill that. So why are you even trying? Like if you want respect, if you're getting angry because this person doesn't respect you, we know what is human respect? When God is respecting me, why should I wait for human respect? And if I really respect myself, I don't want human respect. It doesn't add to me. Human respect will not add more to me because I already respect myself. I know who I am. I'm Baba's child and I know what I'm doing. I know my purpose. So really find out what it is and really try and fill it with Baba and Baba's help. And then, as we said, anger is simply an expression of hunger within the soul. So really, there's something that the soul wants. When somebody's getting angry, really have compassion for them. Because there's something that they want that they can't fulfill themselves. So we have to have compassion. They don't know how. But we have to have compassion. Okay, separate the people from the problem, you know? And Baba often says this also, right? Like, you might condemn the behavior, but you don't condemn the person. You don't like what they're doing, but it's not that you don't like them. So separate the person, have good wishes, pure feelings for the person. But yes, in fact, in one country, just last week, there was a brother who, he has a bit of a mental problem, but that day, the sister's reading the Murli, and he starts questioning. You know, initially the sister felt he's just questioning politely, you know, about Baba's Murli. Then when she finishes answering the question, he says, "Now you may start again." You know, the student says to the teacher, "Now you may start again." You know, like he's telling her what to do. Again, he interrupted, asked something else. This continued for a while. And each time he's like trying to make trouble, obviously. And then she realized that he's trying to create trouble. So then she said to him, "You know what?" And others started to feel not comfortable. So this sister said, "You know what? It's better that, you know, you don't come for a few days and just maybe get yourself together and we can have a chat later." And he got very mad. He got very mad. And started shouting and screaming and everything. Anyway, I'm just giving you an example. Like, we're also facing this in centers. And I remember when we were in Vancouver, we had a soul like that who once came. And, I mean, we were reading the Murli in this room. And he came, he went into that room. And then we started hearing, like, things being just thrown about. He just started to, you know, with his shawl, he was doing this. And things were flying off the chimney. You know, angels and things were put there. They were flying the table, the vase. And then the other sister, she told him, "Please, you need to leave now." So anyway, the point is we don't stop having love and good wishes for this person. But also we need to be assertive and tell them this behavior is not appropriate. So this is where I'd like to explain. There is passive, assertive, and aggressive. So we don't get aggressive with the person. And we are not passive where we say, "Oh, okay, you're a good soul, you can stay and do what you want and everything's okay." You have to be assertive. Assertive means, look, I respect myself, I respect the others who are here to listen to Baba's Murli, and I respect you too. So in a very calm, you know, tone, manner. And these days you have to be very careful, right? Because everybody has one of these. Everybody has one of these. And they can just be, you know, recording you. It's in their pocket and they're recording everything you're doing. And this has also happened. People have sent these things to Jentiben and said, "See, look, this is proof. The teacher talks like this in the Murli. See, she's taunting our students. See, she said this." So really, be careful, honestly. You have to be careful what you say because they have it as proof now. So really, it's, I think, forcing us to have more dharana, to behave and to be, really be on the ball with what Baba's teaching. So what I'm saying is, yeah, be tough on the problem, but be soft on the person. And Baba's teaching us this anyway. We really have to have mercy and compassion for these souls. Because they don't have the power. They want to be good, but they don't have the power to be good. Right? Is this clear, everybody? Okay, this, okay, number of points here now. Respect yourself and others. Passive. Passive means I just respect the other. Aggressive means I just respect myself. Passive, assertive, aggressive. Passive means I respect you. Okay, okay, you can do what you want. Aggressive means no, you have to do what I say. And assertive means I respect you and I respect myself. Okay? Actually, you should put passive, assertive, aggressive, and then respect myself, respect other. Yeah. Assertive, aggressive.
I have a question. You mentioned that anger is a secondary emotion. For example, you're doing some work and I come and ask you and you feel you're getting disturbed and you get irritated and angry. What is the primary emotion there that's...
Yeah. The primary thing going on there is, again, the need to get work done, but you're not getting it done. It's not this person, but it's probably other things not allowing you to get it done as well. So this is like the camel, the last straw on the camel's back. You know, maybe there's other interruptions and then you come along. Yeah, I mean, depends what's the reaction. Is it that you interrupted their concentration or you interrupted their flow? Like, depends.
For example, I tried to fix something from my perspective, I'm doing better, but you had kept something for some other reason which I did not know, so I've actually spoiled your work. So obviously you'll get mad at me, I've spoiled your work. So it's just about maybe I've spoiled your project or something, but it's not an emotion there.
Yeah, it is. It's always an emotion because it, to me, that scenario boils down to my ego. Like, you spoiled my work. Like, what's my work? I want to do it well, I want to do it fast, I want to prove something. Just, if you look deep enough, it's always going back to some quality. Quality doesn't mean virtue, quality means like can be a vice here. But it's going back to some metaphysical quality. See, anything physical we do is a reflection of what's going on inside of us. So if you come and disturb me, it's not just disturbing my work, you're disturbing my right to use my time in the way that I want, for example. Or you're disturbing my mental flow. Or you're not allowing me to get this done so I can prove that I can do it fast, or I can do it in time, or I could do it well. So there's always some metaphysical element to it. You know, it's not... That's just limited, as Baba says. And it's just a reflection of what's going on inside. Like, why I want to get it done fast? To do what? To prove what? Right, and then do what? And then do what? Well, see, yeah, but even that, like... Anyway, now's not the time, but... What's the primary emotion? No, there's an underlying need. And this is a proven science, so... Really, it's not just I'm saying this. There is something brewing underneath that has got me angry today. So have a look at that. Like, it's not just I want to get my work done. It's about maybe I can't be successful, or I never get it right, or I'm never right, or nobody loves me, or it's something deeper. Otherwise it wouldn't get to the anger stage. Yeah? So it's for everyone. Have a look at what the deeper emotion is. Okay, yeah, let's go through these quickly. Yeah, so passive, I respect others. Aggressive, I respect myself. Assertive, I respect myself and others. Got it? Okay, so here's some good quick, let's go through these quickly. Some of the rules you can use for when you communicate that will help you to open up the conversation, to make the conversation flow, to show respect to the other person. So, for example, use I statements, okay? So, Bridge Ben. Brisbane. Everybody knows Brisbane from Global Retreat Center? Raise your hand. So Brisbane has been looking after Baba's Bhandara in Global Retreat Center in Oxford for many years, 25 years. And before that, she was looking after the Baba Bhavan kitchen with Dadi in Baba Bhavan, London. Okay, so Brisbane, you know what? When I speak, I would like you to help me finish my sentences. Brisbane, when I speak, I would like you to help me finish my sentences. Instead of, Brisbane, you always interrupt me. Which sounds better? The first one. Okay? Brother, you know what? I don't know. Somehow I always feel that I can't say what I want when we're in a meeting together. Rather than you suppress me or you control me or, you know, you're the reason for my behavior. Or I, of course, positive, you know, I feel happiest when I'm around all of you. That's, of course, we know that that's a positive statement. But instead of saying you're the cause of my problems, when you say I need to get this done, or I feel uncomfortable, you know? So Nazrin, you know, when I'm speaking and your hands are going like this and you're looking here and there, like I feel like I don't feel heard. Rather than you don't listen to me or you're ignoring me. Because ignoring is a judgment. But if you say the fact, you know, Nazrin, your hands are, you know, like this and I feel you're looking there, and which is a fact. When I speak, I really need you to focus on what I'm saying rather than, again, you're ignoring me or I don't feel heard by you. So really, I statement. Speak from the I perspective and then others will hear you better. Okay, so let them talk while you listen. So two things here. There's something called listening and there's something called hearing. So you can be hearing me, but you're not listening to me. Right now, all of you are hearing the noise, the sound, but are you really listening to what I'm saying? Listening means with the psychology, with the brain, or as we say, with the soul. If you're really listening, then it will register. Hearing is technical. Can you hear or not? It means, do you need a hearing aid or not? Okay, that's technical. And then let them talk while you listen. Again, we have this habit of you're talking, and I finish your sentences because that's my impatience. I don't want to, like, wait. Because I know what you're going to say. So if I know what you're going to say, I'm not really listening. I already know, isn't it? So I'm not in discovery mode. I'm already in judgment mode. Okay? Acknowledge their viewpoint. Yes. This is always good. When you're trying to resolve something, say, you know what, I really understand. Chandaben, I really understand your situation in the servery. I know exactly how you feel. And I really wish I could help. You know, when you acknowledge their pain, again, it makes them feel, okay, somebody understands me. And it we say that it kind of brings down the ante, brings down the aggression. You know, I really can sense what you're feeling. I lost my mother and I know what it feels like. You know, when you kind of relate something to them from your own point of view, they calm down. Okay, ask for clarifying questions, okay? So reasoning questions are why not, what if. Open questions are who, what, where, how, why. And of course, no accusatory questions. So I said open means why, but not why are you being so stubborn. When you say why are you being so stubborn, they're going to say, what, me? Not me, you. Right, brothers? So, open questions are where there's an where they have an opportunity to answer whatever they want. So, for example, are we having the conflict resolution seminar today? Is it open question or closed question? Are we having the conflict resolution seminar? Why is it a closed question? Very good. It's a closed question. Should we have a conflict resolution seminar today? That's an open question. Give me your reasons why we should have the seminar today. You see? Or why should we have it? So when you want to know, like, okay, are we going on that outing or not? It's a closed question. Should we go on the outing? When should we go on the outing? How should we go on the outing? This is an open question. So when you want to zoom in on something, did you steal that trolley or not? You know, when you want to zoom in on something, or brothers, where did all the trolleys go? You see, that's more an open question, isn't it? So you might need to use closed questions sometimes or open questions at other times. Okay, look for areas of agreement. Point out general issues you have in common. Make an optimistic statement. Okay, I'd like to share a little story here. So, here's the teacher. I'm the teacher, you're all the students. Who's going to be the bully? Somebody be the bully? Who wants to be the bully? No one? You're all good students? Let's make Rajesh the bully, okay? He's my sweet brother. Okay, so Rajesh is the bully. So he tells a few of you, right? Bridge Ben and Chanda and Parsi Ben and, okay? He says in the playground at break time, right, 11 o'clock, he told all these students, he said, you know what, let's play a trick with teacher Aruna today. And when she turns around to write something on the board, we're all going to pick up our books, and we're going to drop them on the floor, and we're going to make a big sound, and we're going to disturb the class, and we're going to get her upset, and we're going to win, you know? So he says, Bridgman, are you in? She says, yes. Parthiben, you're in? She says, yes. Chanda, yeah, I'm in. I don't know your name. Bhati, you're in? Okay, good. You're in. Okay, good. So here I am, okay? I go around to write something, and then Rajesh says, right, he signals to them. So I'm writing something. They all pick up their books. They drop them on the floor. There's a big sound, a big thud. And the teacher turns around, picks up her books, drops them, and says, sorry, I'm late. Sorry, I'm late. Did you get it? So what did the teacher do? She played with them. What's the game? I'm with you. See, what he was trying to create is her and us. Right? There's you and me. And that's what creates the conflict. But the teacher was smart. She didn't let them win. She didn't let him win. Yes, exactly. And she said, hey guys, I'm with you. Sorry, I'm late. Should have told me earlier, I would have dropped my books with you. You see? So then there's no conflict. He couldn't win. You see? So anyway, I mean, I just brought this example here, but it's in general as well. But look for areas of agreement. There's no them and us. We're in this together. Okay? In fact, that's what Baba says, like in the corporate. When there's two opinions, that's when there's duality. Dwapar. Dwa means like duality. Two. And then there's conflict of opinion. But if we're all on the same side, there's no conflict. Okay. Request behavior changes only. Okay? So if your request is for them to stop doing something, tell them what you want to do instead. So when I'm with the family, I prefer that you don't talk about my personal issues. Or when I'm sitting in class, please don't phone me at that time. Stuff like that. If you want to stop telling them to do, stop, if they want to tell them to stop doing something, tell them what you want to do instead. And then specify time, frequency, whatever, of the desired behavior. Okay, observe body language rules. Yeah, you know what, I really love you. Yeah, I'm listening to you. What did you say? Why? Why do you think I don't love you? Yeah, you don't look at me when I'm saying that. So even if I say, yeah, you know what, I really love you, and I'm looking away, what are you hearing? Are you hearing the words or the body language? Yeah. So body language speak louder. You know? So if I say, yeah, I'm to blame, but I'm looking at you, am I really, like, accepting my blame? No. Inside I know it's you, but I'm trying to be nice. Okay, so yeah, observe body language rules. Be consistent with verbal and non-verbal. So non-verbal is this, you know. Yeah, what do you have to say? Hurry up, please. You know, shows I don't have time, I don't have patience. And this is actually closed, right? Body language. So rely more on words when communicating negative feelings. So really, I feel really sad. I feel quite disappointed. And I get really angry. You know, rather than getting angry and showing it, be calm, but say, I really, you know, don't like it when this happens. Okay. Oh yeah, this is very practical. Use and instead of but. Okay? So Henry, you did a great job of arranging the retreat, and it would have been better if you had handed out feedback forms. Henry, you did a great job of arranging. Sarah, you did a great job of arranging this room and the retreat and everything. But, yeah, it spoils it. So everything I complimented her on, it's cancelled. Because the but says, but, you know, could have done better. Simi, I love the soup and it would have tasted even better with fresh basil. Doesn't that sound better than Simi? The food was great, but no salt. Isn't it? So know your triggers, right? Friday night after a long week of work is not the time to negotiate conflict. Perhaps Sunday is better. Or maybe you're your weakest when your mother-in-law is around. Or your boss is around, or Daddy Janki's around, or something. So know, you know, what is your best time. And tone. Okay, so Nikki, read that first sentence for me. Tang? Tang, right? Tim. Tim, you want to read that? No, this one, top one. Anybody else wants to read that?
Have you done that yet?
No, no. Have you not?
Have you not done that yet?
Good. Anybody else wants to read it? Good. You see the point?
Yeah.
Depends what you emphasize. Have you not done that yet? Have you not done that yet? Have you not done that yet? Depends what you put your emphasis on and the tone with which you say it. Can you empty that trash? Can you empty that trash? You see? Tone makes all the difference, isn't it? So you can say everything in the right tone. That's the point. Just be careful of the tone. Okay, language. So I'm not talking about Vietnamese or French or Spanish. The words. Be careful of the words, the choice of your words. I hate people who come late. Should we be using the word hate? No. Everyone is just plain stupid around here. Is that, again, Brahmin language? No. And even in the Lokic world, a lot of people using F words or, you know, other swear words, or this language doesn't help in creating harmony in relationships. You know, but especially, I mean, as Brahmins, we have other more purified language that still is not, you know, kosher among Brahmins. Like Baba says, don't condemn anyone by saying, you'll never change. That one will never change. That was just recently in the Murli, right? Don't ever say that this person is always like this. That also doesn't suit us. Okay, and now you'll do exactly what I'm telling you. Right? Computer says access denied. So he's going to shoot the computer. Okay, this is fun. Let's just go through this quickly. So there is relational power and positional power. See him at the top? Do you get this? No, I won't explain it. If you get it, you get it. Okay, so anyway, they say it's lonely at the top, isn't it? Okay, relational power is when you've been good to people, you know, in your relationships while you've been in your position. Okay, so Obama is now going to come off his position. Whoever he's been genuinely good to will continue to be his friend. But if he's only been good or they've only been good to him because of his position, then he'll lose those people. And that is called positional power, where you're using position to just win friends. Relational power is when you're investing in relationships. And this is what we need to do. You know, we're not just nice because we're center in charge or center instrument. No, we're nice because we're nice people, whether we have a position or not. So as we exercise relational power and we're nice all the time, again, we win friends. We win people. We win hearts. And that's what we have to do, is keep winning blessings. Okay? As we win blessings, we get more empowered. So don't just use your or misuse your power wherever you are. Okay? You might get things done faster and easier, but at the end, there's a price to pay. There's always a price to pay. So, there's position, which is what you want, and interest, why you want it. Okay, so you want quiet space. Why do you want it? To be able to meditate. So go back to why it is you want what you want. Remember, we said that earlier. There's a need or a want. Why? So then get to the root of that. Because really, I want, you know, I want the other person to stop playing loud music. Why? So I can have peace, so I can meditate. When you have more clarity on this, then again, you can approach them and say, you know what, I really need to meditate. It's so important for me to get that time in. So if we can please just have some quiet time during the day. But if you just say, I want quiet, you know, I just want peace, and you don't know why, then how can you authenticate that to the other person? Right? If you're more clear, you can get what you want. Okay? Actually, there's a saying in, I think it's a Chinese saying, if you don't know where you're headed, you won't know when you've arrived. See, if I don't know what I won't know when I've actually got there. And then interest, why you want it. This is important. And if you ask, if you take anything, like why you want something, that's what I was saying, Nikki, like when you ask enough why, anger, why am I angry? If you ask enough whys, you come to some emotion. Okay, why do you want the fast car? Why do you want the big house? Why do you want a fat bank account? Because security, because comfort, because ease, flexibility, freedom. You know, you come to some quality. And that's what Baba's teaching us. Look at the quality now. Don't look at the physical thing. When we focus on the quality, we already have it. I don't need to run after the money. You see? And this, yeah, he's saying, it's not worth it, right? She's saying to him, it's not worth it, let's give him our noses and let him go. He's trying to melt the ice so he can get the carrot. Okay? Okay, this is all in the book. But let me, we've kind of been through it, but let me just go over it quickly. So do your inner work, change your attitude, eliminate false conflict, which is don't assume, right? Clarify what's your perception, what's your position, why you want it. Share, focus on shared interests. Why do you want it? Why do I want it? Okay, back to the seat. Gloria, why is it important for you to have this seat? Why is it important for me to have it? And then create options for the future. Okay, Gloria, maybe you can have it in the morning, I can have it in the evening. Then decide on a mutual benefit agreement and then execute that. Okay? Implement it. Okay? If you resist, it persists. So this is another reason why you should resolve your conflict. Because if you don't, it will continue to persist. Which means that, you know, if you don't resolve it, that thing will continue. Yeah, like we always say, you know, you travel with your baggage. Even if you move country, because your issues are your issues. So those people will come in front of you again because it's your issue. You have to deal with that. And I can really say this firsthand because I've lived in many countries. And it's not when you leave that country, you leave that baggage. You carry it with you because it's your problem. You know, you can't deal with your loneliness or you can't deal with the uncleanliness or you can't deal with certain types of people. It's not them, it's you. You carry your stuff with you. So really, again, my final message to you is see conflict as a means to move forward and really deal with it and don't resist it. Okay? Website, itstimetomeditate.org, ITSTIME, meditate.org. Okay, any questions? Good, you're all perfect conflict resolvers. Welcome, welcome. She's asking if my books are here. There's some in Global Office. Yeah. Not the conflict one is available on the blog, but other books are available for sale.
This is about the conflict resolution part. If the other person or the other party just denies there's a conflict and is not willing to come and talk or communicate and resolve, what's the way?
Yeah, this always comes up, you know. Like you acknowledge the conflict, but the other person doesn't. Well, you can't force them. As I would say, Baba says, at least you try and send them good wishes. You know, like really Amrit Vela. And especially when they're sleeping. If the other person is not a Brahmin, then you can send them at 4 o'clock. If the other person's a Brahmin, you wake up at 3 o'clock. And really, if you send them thoughts to their subconscious that, hey, look, really, I'd like us to really work this through, really have good wishes for you, let's make it work, then that does have an impact. But anyway, the point is, even if they don't want to discuss, as I said, at least you can go to sleep knowing that you tried, and if they don't want to, you live with your peace. Let it go. Yeah. That's the other thing. Like, not all conflict will be resolvable. But you can also agree to disagree. You know? Okay, you know what? I know you, that's how you like it. This is how I like it. But let's at least have the love between us. You see? Which is the more important thing, isn't it? Like, I know that, you know, in one center, they got into this conflict. One sister says, no, you have to cut the bananas and put them in the bog tray, in the bog tin. And the other one says, no, I was trained not to cut the banana, and it has to be whole and put in the bog tray. And it's such a simple thing. Doesn't really matter, does it? Baba still accepts the fragrance. But the one who cut it insisted that she's right. And really this was a mode of conflict for quite a few months. And then the other sister came to me and said, I don't know how to explain to her. It doesn't really matter. Yeah, I said, when she does it, let her do it that way. When you do it that way, you know? There was a question here.
Ignoring, you mentioned something about the word ignoring. That ignoring is, I forgot when you were, but at what point ignoring something is not a conflict?
If you can wait, if you're not catching the bus, we just have a minute's meditation. I don't remember what I said about ignoring. Did anybody remember what I said about ignoring? So basically, yeah, I think it, that's the one. If there's, like, if you have closed body language, it shows that you're ignoring the person, really. It's not authentic. Like, you say, I'm listening, but you're not really. Your heart is not there, your mind is, you're just going through the motions of being with this person. So this is where there has to be that genuine, authentic love, respect, etc. I don't know if that's what, but... Okay, so let's just sit with Baba, who is the ultimate conflict resolver. And let's just thank Baba for creating a life for us that is filled with so much love and sweetness, and has made us have such a big heart that we can forgive everyone.